Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Tom Cleaver with the island's headlines.
First up, an investigator will face criminal charges for deliberately failing to properly investigate the road death of Andreas Loizu back in 2012, the Attorney General said. The announcement came almost 12 years after Loizu's death, after he was killed during a fatal road accident in Mutlu-Yaca when he was 17. The driver believed to have killed him was never arrested amid allegations last year that police deliberately failed to look for the driver as she is allegedly well connected politically. For the investigator, which will face criminal charges, Savvidis said it appeared he knew what he had to do but consciously omitted to do so. As such, this could constitute a neglect of official duty. In this case, the neglect took the case in the wrong direction. Meanwhile, the Attorney General ordered that the trial of Turkish Cypriot lawyer Akan Kürşat be suspended since the key witness in the case is dead. Kürşat, who was arrested on a warrant for selling Greek Cypriot property in the north, presented himself to the court, where it was learned that the key witness, a Brit, had died. The court heard that the legal service learned of the witness's death on February the 19th, and that there is now no testimony against Kürşat, who had been linked to a property sale con Gary Robb committed in Glebini near Kyrenia. Speaking after the hearing, Cyprus Turkish Bar Association Chairman Hasan Esendalı said, "We believe that justice has been served today for Akan Kürşat, as we felt it was basically an unfair case." Esendalı said Kürşat was free from the hostage situation he was in since his arrest, and that they were happy about it. Elsewhere, Parliament gave the nod to the establishment of a Deputy Ministry for Migration and Asylum. Creating the new Deputy Ministry is seen to be an important move given the uptick of arrivals of asylum seekers over the past few years. The Deputy Ministry will bring in all migration and asylum-related matters under one roof. This includes policy making. Present in the House during the vote on the bill creating the Deputy Ministry was Interior Minister Constantino Chuanu, who welcomed the passage of the bill. "Today marks a milestone for our country. The establishment of a Deputy Ministry for Migration creates the foundation for more effective management of the migration issue," he said. "Having all the services operate under the same department will have a substantive and practical benefit," he added. In other news, regulations for breastfeeding need to be established by Parliament soon, the House Health Committee said, following complaints that women were having their pay docked for taking breaks to feed their children. The committee learned that a law was passed in 2018. However, regulations for breastfeeding facilities in workplaces, both public and private, have not been established since then. Speaking at the committee session, Deputy Committee Chair and the CMP Savia Orfanidou said that due to the absence of regulations, some employers are taking advantage and withholding pay from women who leave to breastfeed. She stressed that the regulations should ensure the creation of clean, private areas where mothers feel comfortable breastfeeding. And finally, a grieving son has claimed he was asked to take his dead mother's body home with him, as the air conditioning at his local hospital's morgue was broken. The incident allegedly took place at the Farm Augusta General Hospital in Baralimni. The man was allegedly told his mother's body would not fit in the freezer box due to its size and that the morgue's air conditioning was malfunctioning. A complaint has now been launched with both the police and the Health Ministry. Health Ministry spokesman Dimitris Constantinou confirmed the ministry had received a complaint and transferred it to the State Health Services. He added that the case is now in the hands of both the ministry and the legal service and that therefore he could not give any more details.
That's all for today. For the latest, visit cyprus-mail.com.